Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If David Stearns and Steve Cohen care about perception from fans, and I'm not sure they do, but if they care about the perception from Met fans, and if they care about having an easier time selling Met tickets whenever they go on sale, it would behoove them to keep Pete Alonso. And I'm sure Scott Boras is going to think the same thing. Scott Boras, who does not represent Edwin Diaz, is going to see Edwin Diaz going to L.A. as an opportunity.
Yeah.
As an opportunity to say to David Stearns and Steve Cohen, do you really want to lose a third long-time Met? You've already traded Nimmo. You've already lost Diaz. And I think what also gives Pete Alonso and Scott Boras, in their eyes, a little bit more, I guess, power in the negotiation, is that Kyle Schwarber earlier today re-signed with the Philadelphia Phillies mm-hmm. on a five-year, $150 million deal. So he's not there to replace Pete. So the Mets are staring down a road where if they lost Pete Alonso, not only is it tough to tell your fans about all these lovable Mets that are gone, how do you replace him?
Right.
One of the best alternatives was Kyle Schwarber, and he's in Philadelphia. So you tell me, Teague, on paper it feels like Scott Boras and Pete Alonso have a lot more leverage.
Yeah, they definitely do. Now, there's still some names out there. Murakami, the Japanese standout, who's likely coming to the Major League Baseball this year. He's one. We know that David Stearns, or at least the scouts, were over there looking at him heavily. Kyle Tucker, Cody Bellinger. Like, there's some names that apply, but it doesn't feel like they're close to any of those names at all, other than Murakami. But so if you lose Pete Alonso, the Mets now not only have a hole to fill in production, but they have a fan hole to fill.
Yes. It's not just the production, yes, which is tough enough. It's the, wow, Brandon Nimmo, Edwin Diaz, Pete Alonso, all gone.
Yeah, the guys I go to the ballpark to watch, they're not there anymore if Pete Alonso leaves. And that's hard to overcome.
It is. And keep this in mind, because I think sometimes people think that the reason Met fans have a connection to Nimmo and Diaz and Alonso is simply about their longtime Mets. Mm. They also give them the best chance to win,
yeah,
specifically Diaz and Alonso.
Mike Puma in the last minute. Two factors that didn't help the Mets in trying to retain Edwin Diaz. Diaz's brother Alexis with the Dodgers last year spoke glowingly of the staff and infrastructure. Also,
they also cut him.
This is probably the bigger one. Also, Edwin Diaz was less than thrilled the Mets dumped pitching coach Jeremy Hefner.
Wow. Mm. You believe that?
I do.
I do, actually.
Because I can't believe that the Mets wouldn't give them that
those,
money.
I think all those guys love Jeremy Hefner.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Yeah, because they sucked and they wanted to change things.
Yeah.
Like the Mets pitching collapsed.
So they're changing the coaching staff.
Yes.
The hitting coach, pitching coach, everybody.
They changed the entire staff.
Yeah, basically. Didn't they hang on to one? Or no, they didn't hang
no,
on to
Anton
one.
No, Anton Richardson they tried to keep and he left and went to Atlanta.
That was the whole pension thing or whatever the heck was going on with that. And so now they're also reshaping the team.
This, I'm going to be honest with you. And this is what happens when a guy leaves. All these little tiny leaks.
Mm-hmm.
It all feels like trying to control the narrative. That's what it feels
like. The Mets are trying to control the narrative.
Yes, it feels like, here's what. Let me explain now to the peasants on why they shouldn't be that upset. Well, the Dodgers, he wanted to pitch there. Jeremy Hefner, Alexis Diaz. Alexis Diaz was on the Dodgers last year, and then they cut him. And he went to the Braves, and then they cut him. And Alexis Diaz, my last check, is a free agent. So what the heck does that have to do with Edwin going to L.A.? He's not actively on the Dodgers right now, unless I'm missing something.
How does leaking the Hefner stuff make the Mets look better in this?
Because this is why he left. You know what I mean?
Right, but
these are the reasons why he left.
Yeah. But doesn't it make... I just think that makes the Mets look worse if they're the ones leaking that, because it looks like they've botched this whole pitching coach situation.
It can for some, because then it would be like, well, why'd you fire Jeremy Hefner? I think that most Met fans realized after the collapse of last year that there were going to be household changes. It feels like explaining what happened, like trying to explain it and not have it be, we weren't aggressive enough. Like, you try to give every other reason. And I admit, I'm very cautious about this stuff because I know that this is what happens when guys leave.
Right.
They try to manipulate all of us into having a, oh, okay, I get it now, screw you. And so I'm not saying it isn't true, Sean, and I appreciate Mike Puma's reporting. I'm just telling you, especially in the hours after Diaz left, be skeptical of everything that's leaked. That's all I'm saying.
I don't disagree with that at all. But I think the Hefner thing, if the Mets are the ones leaking it, I think it's a bad leak by them.
Do me a favor. I want you to do me a favor. This is very valuable.
Okay.
I want you to take your Yankee troll hat. I want you to put it away.
I got nothing to troll about. This team stinks.
This is not about trolling. If you were a Met fan right now, okay, you're a Met fan. I want you to make believe. It's not that tough to believe it. You're a Brooklyn Net fan, a Ranger fan, and a Giant fan. It ain't that far off.
Thanks for the uplifting words.
If you were a Met fan right now and you just lost Edwin Diaz to the Los Angeles Dodgers on a 3-year, $69 million deal, and you've heard all these little reports, these little leaks, all these little things, what would your reaction be?
Something's not passing the sniff test for me with this organization.
So you would not be turning yet on the Mets organization? You'd be very skeptical about it?
I would be in your camp of pissed at everybody, but I don't buy that Edwin Diaz just left for the Dodgers because the Mets wouldn't go that way with the money. I think something is not passing the sniff test.
So what else do you think it is?
I don't know, man. Like you saw Nimmo get traded. I come back to, was something really off with that locker room last year? The Marte, the Lindor.
You've heard that for 3 years.
I know, but this is the first chance Diaz has had to leave the last 2 years since that. I don't know. I just think that I don't think that this is plain and simple as Edwin Diaz left because the Mets wouldn't give him the same amount of dollars and years now that we know the contract that the Dodgers
did. Especially because it's 3 years, not even per year. It's $3 million. Period.
Yeah. I cannot buy that the Mets wouldn't do that. There's no way. There's something. He didn't want to be a Met for what reason? That's what I'm going to as an IBO.
All right, I appreciate that because you're trying to help us all. We're all in a mentally weird place right now.
Yeah.
I'm unhinged. Tommy is being very defensive, like a lawyer for the Coens. Like, we're all in different places. And in your defense, Steve, and in my I called you Steve. In your defense, Tommy, and in my defense, we're all beat up. We're all scarred. So we all have different approaches to handling with baseball grieving. My approach is to nuke everybody. And Tommy's approach is, I'm going to lawyer up for Steve Cohen. I get it.
Well, because I have faith in Steve Cohen. I have faith in David Stearns.
Trust the process.
And to me, this doesn't make any sense to let Diaz walk. So there has to be something more than that they're idiots, because I don't think they are.
Real quick. IBO Tiki Barber, and we'll get back to your emotional phone calls. Are the chances higher or lower that Pete Alonso is retained as a Met because of the news of today?
I think they're higher.
Higher. Interesting.
Higher.
Higher, Tommy, or lower, Tommy?
Higher.
Higher. Sean, higher or lower?
Absolutely higher.
Really?
Yeah. And it's not the money. It's a perception.
PR nightmare.
100%.
I want to say higher. I don't trust him.
Well,
I don't trust anybody anymore. DTA, Steve Austin once taught me. I don't trust anybody.
If anything, I don't trust Pete's agent.
Well, he's Scott Boras, and I get that. He wants the best deal for him.
Yes.
And I don't blame him for that. I just don't trust them because Steve Cohen and David Stearns have already looked into the camera. Not actually, but they have looked into the Met fans' eyes and said, we just got rid of Brandon Nimmo for an aging second baseman who's great defensively. Don't look at his baseball reference numbers the last 2 years. And we just let Edwin Diaz walk to the Dodgers. If they've got the balls to do that, why wouldn't they finish the job and have Pete Alonso go to Boston?
You know what? I should refrain because I think there's still a chance. But I would say this. Even if I feel it's higher they retain Pete Alonso, I think it's 100% the Mets either have Pete Alonso or Cody Bellinger as a result of this move. You cannot come empty-handed on both of those guys. I think it's 100%.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Present one of those guys as a man.
Save that audio. 888-808-1019. Frankie on Long Island. What's up, Frankie?
Hey, boys. Thanks for taking my call. Listen, I can't believe the Mets let the best closer in baseball walk the Dodgers. I am sick and tired of this guy, David Stearns. As Joe B would say, the golden boy from Milwaukee. This guy is treating us like a small market team. He signs everybody from Milwaukee, signs everybody from the Yankees, but he doesn't re-sign Edwin Diaz. And I'm going to tell you boys this. If he does not re-sign Pete Alonso, he should not have a job. End of story.
Okay, here's the thing, Evan. Do you think that that is a mandate?
What?
Do you think that that is an actual mandate?
No, that's an emotional caller who I appreciate.
No, but do you think Steve Cohen
what?
Is saying you got to sign Pete Alonso?
No. No, I think Steve Cohen is letting David Stearns make these decisions.
Should he? That's the question.
Yeah, so this is...
Because, I mean... I get what David Stearns is trying to do. I do.
How do you get what he's trying to do? Just let the best closer in baseball leave. How do you explain that?
I think Sean is somewhat onto something, and it never gets talked about. It gets completely dismissed. The locker room culture, clubhouse culture at the Mets is, oh, forget it. Shut up. You don't know what you're talking about. You're not in there. But there's something clearly off. You hear it in subtle ways when you hear people talking about Francisco Lindor and now Juan Soto's relationship, or the Jeff McNeil stuff with Lindor, regardless of Pete Alonso, etc. Regardless, there is something that is slightly there. There's also this belief that you just can't spend your way to success like the Dodgers do. The Dodgers are unique in how they've done it because they found the unicorn, right? It was Shohei Ohtani. They got Mookie Betts, helped them win a championship. They get Ohtani, championship. They go get Yamamoto, Sasaki. They get all these guys that help them win championships. The Dodgers can do it that way. They can extend these contracts out for a decade. The Mets aren't doing that. So they have to do it a different way. And unfortunately, a different way means they have to be prudent financially.
No, they don't have to be prudent financially. They decided to be prudent financially. They don't have to.
Whatever.
That was their decision.
It is the route that they're going down.
Yeah.
To be prudent financially.
Yeah, and they're being prudent financially with the best closer in baseball. And when you want to be prudent financially, don't give Frankie Montas $18 million a year. I'm going to give you some financial advice?
Yeah.
There's some financial advice.
I agree. At least it's only 2 years.
And also, if you're going to sign Devin Williams to a three-year, $51 million deal,
mm-hmm.
I don't care if Devin Williams says, I'm about to sign, you wait until you sign Edwin Diaz,
way,
because Edwin Diaz should be a priority over Devin Williams.
But doesn't that tell you that they maybe already knew that Edwin Diaz was out the door?
No, it shows me that they didn't prioritize Edwin Diaz the way they should have, and they're wrong.
Or Edwin Diaz said, I'm not signing with you guys. It is. I'm sorry, it's just not happening.
Okay. I don't think that happened because the other leak is that they're stunned that this happened. Well, so they got to make up their mind on what they want to leak out. Are they stunned that it happened or they knew a week ago? You tell me.
Well, when you sign Devin Williams for 3 years, $51 million, whatever the heck the number was, isn't that a little bit of a writing on the wall?
I think it's easy to say that now.
Of course. I am saying it now. I didn't say it last week.
No, I know you didn't.
I'm saying now. But isn't it easy to say that and easy to see that they had an inkling, you know, Edwin Diaz isn't coming back here. And that's either they didn't want him or Edwin had informed them through an intermediary, I'm sure, that I'm going to the Dodgers.
I genuinely feel bad for Devin Williams. I'm going to say this now because I'll never say it again.
He's lose-lose, no
matter
what.
He is in the worst situation imaginable. And I swear, Yankee fans, I know you guys think you're king crap. This job that he's about to take, much more pressure than the little job he had last year.
Unless he's great.
Well, he has a chance to answer the call.
Right.
I mean, that would be fantastic. But I'm just telling you, he is going into opening day. This is not fair what I'm about to tell you. It is not fair. Yankee fans didn't go into opening day looking to boo Devin Williams. But they did. Hold on. Let me finish a thought.
Okay.
Did they go into the building looking to boo Devin Williams?
Evan, this sounds...
They booed Devin Williams because he was bad.
You're forgetting something important, and it sounds ridiculous because us four are sensible. People were pissed when they reversed the beard policy last year, and Devin Williams was the reason why. Pissed. It's so stupid, and those people are so stupid, but people were venomous, ready on opening day. This Devin Williams better be good. You reversed the beard policy.
Right.
It is so stupid and ridiculous, but it happened.
All right. I disagree with you, but you know what? Maybe you're right.
It's superficial and ridiculous. You're right,
Sean. I didn't get...
But that was the... We got calls on that.
Yes. I didn't get the impression on opening day Yankee fans were like, I can't wait to boo this guy. But that's fine. Maybe you felt that way. I think unfairly, the Met fan is almost looking to say, screw you, you're not Edwin Diaz.
Right.
And that is an impossible spot to be in. I wouldn't wish that on anybody. Because I have no ill will towards Devin Williams. But as of right now, and look, they could still sign Robert Suarez. They could trade for Trevor Miguel. I know there's other moves they can make where Devin isn't the closer.
Yeah.
But the odds are he is the closer. And the odds are he is going to have that scarlet letter on him that says, replacing Edwin Diaz. And that is not easy. Let me give you this comparison. He isn't Mariano Rivera, but in a lot of ways, he was our Mariano Rivera. We trusted him on that kind of scale. And now you're asking somebody coming off a bad year in New York to replace that guy.
Right.
Dude, that's an impossible situation.
Unless he's great.
Well,
sometimes you get opportunities to rise to the occasion, and this is Devin Williams' opportunity to rise to the occasion. I can tell you, as an athlete, that's what you want.
Yep.
You don't want it to be easy. I mean, it's great if it's easy, or at least if it feels easy, but the challenges that you know are tough and then you succeed anyways, that's what makes you great.
Well, he has a chance to be great.
You get those opportunities very rarely, and now he has one.
Jeffrey in Waldwick. What's up, Jeffrey?
Hey, what's up, guys? Love the show. Just want to talk real quick. I'm actually a Yankee fan. But, Evan, what are you going to do if Alonso is gone? You don't get Tucker. You don't get Bellinger. How many more L's are you wearing across your neck?
Well, I don't think I'm going to wear any L's other than the L's I'll be watching at Citi Field all year.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to put every L around my neck just because the Mets don't make a move I want them to make. But if the Mets go in, I guess I'll answer your question this way. If the Mets go into the season with an underwhelming offseason, what am I going to do? I'm going to scream and yell. I'm going to bitch about it. I'm going to talk to my fellow Met fans. And like the schmuck I am, I'll be at Citi Field. I heard their start time is at 3:10. I hope that works for my schedule in March. Who knows?
And are we commenting yet?
Nothing. I will walk into that building like we all do as sports fans and root to be wrong. That's it. There's your answer. I will give my opinion like I'm doing today. You don't have to like my opinion. The only thing you got to realize is that's how I genuinely feel. And I am going to hope to the baseball gods above that the Mets are awesome and we can laugh at how much we cried like babies. That's what Sean does with the Giants.
No doubt.
That's what Tommy did in the past with the Knicks. That's what Tiki does with the Giants. Mm-hmm. We will give you our opinions and then pray to the sports gods that we're idiots.
True.
No doubt. I can relate to that. Something we touched on yesterday, one positive. No Edwin Diaz means three less giveaways on the schedule that Jeff Kent bobblehead just opened.
Ah, nice.
Thank you. Thank you for that. I appreciate
solid.
It.
Solid rebound from yesterday. We talked about Jeff Kent getting a Hall of Fame.
Yes, he should get a bobblehead. Yes. I don't know about three of them, but maybe one. Let's go to Joe in Bristol, Connecticut. What's up, Joe?
Hey, I don't know. Everybody else kind of took my thunder away. Evan, do you really, really think that Alonzo was going to be back? I think this whole thing with Diaz just fueled the fire. He's not going to be back, but that's my opinion.
All right. Well, I hope you're wrong. Yeah. I don't know what to think anymore. Like, I'm done telling you what I think is going to happen. I'm going to tell you what I want to have happen. That's what I'll tell you. Mm-hmm. I want Pete Alonzo back. Kyle Schwarber is gone. He's not coming back. He stayed with Philadelphia. And by the way, Kyle Schwarber's biggest kryptonite is Edwin Diaz. Right. He's in L.A. So here's what I'll tell you. And I challenge any Met fan who's crapped on Pete Alonzo for the last 3 years. If you don't want him, if that's your decision, what do you want the Mets to do? If you're so willing to let him walk away, one of the most reliable sluggers in baseball, okay, cool. I'm open-minded. What do you want them to do? So I'm not going to tell you what I think this organization is going to do anymore. I have no idea. I don't even know if they know what they're going to do. I just know it's important to keep Pete Alonzo. That's what I know.
Right. We predicted. We made these predictions. I had him staying.
Well, we did do MLB Bingo about a month ago. And every time a free agent signs, we will recheck how we're doing. Yeah. We'll do that a little bit later on. I have completely forgot what I've said about these guys. That's the beauty of MLB Bingo.
Right. I'm pretty sure I said Pete was going to stay. But it's now feeling like... You remember last year when we were talking about the Blue Jays in the offseason? They were just trying to spend money.
Yes.
It's like, take my money, take my money. And not very many did until Vlad Jr. ended up signing that massive extension after Pete got signed and became the highest paid first baseman in Major League Baseball history. It feels like this year, that team is the Orioles. It feels like the Orioles are trying to spend money.
Well, and I'm glad you said that because now that Kyle Schwarber has signed with the Philadelphia Phillies, if you're just tuning in, that happened prior to Diaz going to the Dodgers. Mm-hmm. He signed a 5-year, $150 million deal. It has now come out what other teams have offered.
Right.
The Baltimore Orioles matched the Philadelphia Phillies offer. They offered him 5 years, $150 million. The Cincinnati Reds also got to 5 years,
that's
according to Ken Rosenthal.
That's surprising to me, the Reds.
Yeah.
But the Orioles is not.
But here's what I'm having a tough time comprehending. And also there's a report from Michael.
It also makes it feel like, take my money, Pete Alonzo.
Maybe.
Because we heard that 2 days ago. The two teams that were in on Pete Alonzo were the Red Sox and the Orioles.
Yeah, and they may have viewed Pete Alonzo as a backup plan for Kyle Schwarber, who's now off the books. So those teams, specifically Baltimore and Cincinnati, who could very well pivot to Pete Alonzo, mm-hmm. both made 5-year offers to a player that's 2 years older than Pete Alonzo. I want to make that clear. Michael Marino reported that the Mets made an offer to Kyle Schwarber at 3 years. Now, it was a huge AAV. It was $40 million a year, but they only offered 3 years. And reportedly, and I've heard this too, they don't want to go past 3 years for Pete. Well, here's the news, David Stearns.
Are they going to pay him $40 million a year?
Maybe, but that may not be enough because guys want years.
Yeah.
But what David Stearns needs to realize is if you play this cute game on the margins like you did with Edwin Diaz, Alonzo is gone. Mm. Because if the Orioles were willing to go 5 years on Schwarber and the Reds were going 5 years on Schwarber, maybe they go 5 years on Pete. Maybe they go 4 years on Pete. And if the Mets continue to play this game of, well, we can't go 5 years. We just can't do it. We can't go 4 years. You're going to lose these guys. Mm-hmm. You're not that freaking special. We're not that special. Look in the mirror. We're not that special. We're not getting people to say, oh, well, I'll take 3 years to go to the Mets. Who are the Mets?
Right. You do that for the Dodgers because you're likely going to get at least two chances, maybe three, to win a championship. The Mets aren't there yet.
No. Look in the mirror. You know what they look like? Me. And that's not a place you want to be. The winter meetings are going on in Orlando. It started off very, very, very slow. And then things have heated up today. Kyle Schwarber is sticking with the Philadelphia Phillies on a 5-year, $150 million deal. And if you can't hear the pain in my voice, well, Edwin Diaz is not a Met. He's not a Blue Jay. He's a Dodger. I mean, an absolute nightmare scenario on Tuesday of the winter meetings as the Mets lose Edwin Diaz to what felt like an incredibly reasonable contract, 3 years and $69 million to go to the two-time defending world champion Los Angeles Dodgers. Let's try to smile.
Mm-hmm.
Let's play a timely edition of Posted and Toasted.
It's time for Posted and Toasted.
Where I find the old tweets of our fellow WFAN coworkers, and you guess who tweeted it. Are you ready?
Yes.
November 7th, 2019. Philip Rivers is as overrated as I am chunky.
That's easily Sean.
It's how he ended up being a fat piece of ass.
I mean, of course.
I didn't even give you the other option.
Because he was defending Eli, I'm sure.
Is that what that tweet was about?
I've had a long war of Eli versus Rivers in my life.
Tiki, aren't you curious who Evan thinks is chunky here at the radio station?
I'll tell you, I had it written down. I had Giannotti written down.
Well, that's
Big Mac, Chris McMonagle, Sean Morash, and Evan Roberts. That was my grouping of people.
What a swerve.
Yes. You know I wouldn't have. There's no way you're considering yourself chunky.
That I would have tweeted that in 2019. Probably yes. Not. This is also about Philip Rivers from a similar time period, October 6, 2019. Philip Rivers is the most overrated player at any position in pro sports history. What? Take that for a take. Huh. Is that
Sean Morash?
You are correct.
I'm getting the trend here.
I don't run for my Rivers.
Why do you hate Philip Rivers? He's such a God-loving, multi-father. Now still trying to play football player.
You know why? Because every time I lost on a knockout pool, it was a Philip Rivers implosion.
Yeah.
Every time.
He tended to do that.
All the time, Philip Rivers screwed me more than any other quarterback in NFL history.
That's not what this is about.
It's
this
also
is about
Eli versus Rivers.
Yes,
sure.
Of course. Of course it is. It's an Eli thing.
But I'm telling you, go to somebody, there's multi-layers to my Rivers stuff, believe me.
Real quick, I think it's awesome that Philip Rivers is coming back.
I do too, ironically.
Well, it makes the Colts watchable. Like, I am excited to watch 44-year-old, and it's not even that he's 44. To me, it's the fact that he hasn't played in 4.5 years.
He hasn't played in 4.5 years. Let's not forget, he came to the Colts in 2000.
2020.
Right? 2020.
Pandemic
2020,
year, yeah.
The pandemic year. Played pretty well.
Played really well.
And then retired.
Yes.
Made the playoffs.
Exactly. And then, like 3 years later, he signed a one-day contract or whatever it was.
This July,
signed a one-day contract to retire as a Charger.
It's crazy.
And now he's playing again with the Colts.
Dude, it's awesome.
And if he's on the active roster, he has to go back on the waiting list for the Hall of Fame, which he just arrived as a semifinalist.
You have to respect that. Because whether that hurts or helps his Hall of Fame chances, I don't think anyone could really tell. The fact that as soon as he's activated.
Well, if he comes back and he wins and he helps the
that enhances his resume.
100%.
Oh, my God.
Get to the postseason and get to the championship game. Philip Rivers is going to be legend.
Teak, here's the problem. If I didn't have draft attachments to this, I would become the biggest Colt Philip Rivers guy.
Yeah.
I would totally root for that story to win a championship. Like, how cool would that be? The problem is that negatively affects the football team I root for based on the draft pick trade that they made for Sauce Gardner. But otherwise, if you took that away, oh my God, this would be the most compelling thing in the NFL, and I'd be all over it. The problem is, while I'm interested in watching him play, I need him to lose.
Right.
I hate to say it. Anyhow, this is from July 30th, 2020. Fans, no fans. Edwin Diaz stinks. Is that Sal Licata, Evan Roberts, Tommy Lugauer, or Greg Giannotti?
I think that's Tommy.
You're wrong.
It sounded like a Tommy take. Edwin Diaz stinks.
Fans, no fans, because this is during the pandemic. Edwin Diaz stinks.
Gio.
You're wrong.
Sal?
You're wrong.
I have no idea.
Me. Really? I'm a baby.
Yes. After this hour and a half rant of loving Edwin Diaz, the greatest closer, only one you could trust ever in your life. You said he stinks?
Correct.
Was that opening day?
That may have been opening day.
I'm a baby. Wow.
But that's a part of why I love him so much. And I think we all respect him so much. He went through hell to emerge as the best closer in the history of the franchise. I've got worse than that. I had a rant with Beningo after he blew a game against the Nationals in 2019 in which I have it somewhere. Maybe we could play it at the end of the show or towards the end of the show on a little FAN flashback. We went nuclear on Edwin Diaz. But that's a part of his greatness, that he was able to overcome that.
Right.
So, yes, I did tweet, fans, no fans, Edwin Diaz stinks. And finally, this is from June 6th, 2019, Major League Baseball has announced that the blown save will now be called Edwin Diaz. Is that?
Oh, that's Evan Roberts.
I haven't even given the choices. Is it Evan Roberts?
Yes.
Greg Giannotti?
Yes.
Sal Licata?
Yes.
Or Tommy Lugauer?
Yes. It's all of you.
It's all of us?
All you crazy Met fans. I think it was led by you.
You're wrong.
Then it was Tommy.
This is why I'm a generational talent.
That was Tommy.
I knew it was one of you morons.
We have no remorse for that because that's the beauty of Diaz. That's who he was in 1920.
He just got here.
Dude, he was terrible.
Okay, but he had just got here.
But there was, as Evan alluded to in our open, there is a deep-rooted disdain for Met fans when it comes to closers, because we've had so many bad ones over the years, or guys that couldn't get it done in the big spot.
Right.
And Edwin came with all this, you know,
hype,
hoopla,
right,
and he stunk right out of the gate.
This is why, and I know this is a discussion for July, assuming I'm out on vacation that week, this is why it will be very difficult to not give Edwin Diaz a standing ovation. Because despite my anger today about him apparently wanting to leave and go to Los Angeles, and yes, leaving to go to Los Angeles, a part of the Edwin Diaz story was not just being a great closer, but was overcoming this.
Yeah.
Overcoming maniacs like me, like Tommy, like Joe, like Met fans. He was a disaster in 19. I didn't even like him in 2020. And he came out of it as the most reliable closer in my lifetime. And I think that adds to his story. It's. I'm not saying it's the same as you, but a part of why people love you is that you didn't just come into the right. NFL and dominate. You struggled. And when people see you overcome that, it's like, yeah, I watched Tiki go from, what the hell was that? He's putting the ball on the ground, to a future Hall of Famer. You don't think that adds to your story?
It shouldn't be easy.
Exactly.
Right? It's hard. Playing in professional sport is very hard. Some guys just get it right away. Your guy, Curtis Martin, I mean, he felt like it was easy for him. 1,000 yards every single year for a decade. But it's not always. And when you overcome things, it makes you as a player appreciate it. You appreciate your success more, but I think the fans do as well.
Edwin Diaz, according to Joel Sherman, took deferrals on this deal. It will deferrals on the Diaz deal with the Dodgers is $4.5 million annually for 3 years. For luxury tax purposes, that will calculate at roughly $21.1 million. So, I mean, well, he signed for $23 million, so it's not a huge difference, but right. Some slight deferrals on the Edwin Diaz deal. He's a Dodger. Is he dead to you, Tommy? Do we give him a debt to me?
Yes.
He's dead to you?
Yes.
All right, say it like Tiki did about Saquon.
Edwin Diaz, you're dead to positive, Tommy.
Okay, I have a follow-up question to that then.
Mm-hmm.
It's the 2026 World Series. It's Game 7, and Edwin Diaz is in to close out the three-peat versus the Yankees.
Edwin Diaz, I love you. Play the trumpets.
Play the trumpets. Okay. Tommy be playing the trumpets in his apartment that night. Let's get back to your calls. 888-808-1019. JT is in Jersey City. Hey, JT.
Hey, how we doing, Evan and Tiki?
Terrible.
A bad day.
Yeah.
The Mets fans.
Yep.
So I'm going to give you guys the answer here, all right, because I hear you going back and forth. So here's the deal with this whole thing. So hear me out on it. Okay? And Aretha Franklin is turning over in her grave. Okay? It has to do with respect. Okay?
Mm.
They saw Juan Soto signed last year. You know, Stevie rolled out the red carpet. Alex Cohen. By the way, where's Alex Cohen? Nowhere to be found, right? Now, all of a sudden, they see Nimmo pushed out of town. He was making too much money. You know, Pete was nickeled and dimed last year. All right, eventually he got his $30 million. Now it's like, oh, we can't pay Edwin. And Edwin was like, why would I want to stay here? They're not signing any free agents anyway. Let me get out of town and go win myself a ring. So I think it's all coming to a culmination. Why would a free agent want to come here right now? Can you answer that?
I think free agents always want to go to places where they get paid.
Money.
That is 99.9% of the examples.
Yes.
But he brings up, I guess, an anger or a jealousy of the way Juan Soto was treated in free agency. Do you buy that?
I don't think so, even though he was exorbitantly paid. It's one thing when you look at the Dodgers and them and how they're paying basically everybody, and everybody's kind of collectively saying, all right, we'll defer money because we're going to do this for the team type of thing. it feels like you're everybody's in the same kind of vein. Where with the Mets, and maybe there is a little bit of truth to this. You gave Edwin Diaz, whatever the offer was, 3 years, $60-something million, after you basically broke the world for Juan Soto. It just, and then you kind of don't treat him with any kind of the respect that he's already earned for being on the team and being one of the best closers in baseball for your team, and you just kind of like secondhand citizen him. That could make a difference. It really could, because clearly you have the money. Otherwise, you wouldn't have given $800 million to Juan Soto, and so now you're nickel and diming me. Go screw yourself. That's what I would say.
Mm.
So I mean, maybe that's why Edwin Diaz wanted to be a Dodger. Just didn't get treated the same way Juan Soto did.
Certainly possible. Anthony in Harrisburg. Hey, Anthony.
Hey, guys. How are you? What a day. Now, I want to start this by saying I am a Yankees fan, and I am absolutely thrilled that Devin Williams is not on our ball club next season. So I apologize, Evan, for that. I know you're not too thrilled about it, but a couple things I want to say. The red flag for me, the big tell for me, was as soon as Stern signed Williams for 3 years, $51 million, that told me that the negotiations with Edwin Diaz weren't going that great, even though they were saying publicly, oh, you know, we're still in on Diaz, we want to get him. It obviously now, as the details are coming out, if the Mets actually offered him 3 years, $66 million with deferrals, and now we know that the Dodgers offered him 3 years, $69 million, and with deferrals, 4.5 annually, I think, Joel Sherman, you just reported
that,
Evan.
Yep.
That tells me, and Tommy's 100% right, that Edwin Diaz did not want to be a New York Met. It had nothing to do with getting all the money up front. He didn't mind about the deferrals. He wanted to change the scenery. He wanted out of there. That's number one. So the Mets did not do everything in their power, in my opinion, from what I see, to keep Diaz.
But that's
insane.
But Anthony, that's the problem. That's where these two issues come together. The final product is Edwin Diaz didn't want to be here.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got to ask yourself, how did we get there? Did that happen last December when Soto signed? Did it happen in the midst of this season? Did it happen watching Game 7 of the World Series? Or did it happen during negotiations? Did the way negotiations were going turn Edwin Diaz in a way of, you know, I've been here since 2019. I don't feel like they're really coming after me hard,
yeah.
And the Dodgers are, screw it, I'll go there. So even if we all agree, wow, he didn't want to be here, I'd like to know why. Because it's certainly possible the why is the way this negotiation took place.
Yeah, I think that sounds like what's happening more than anything else. And it sucks for the Mets, but Edwin Diaz had to do what he felt was right for him and get the respect that he thinks he was deserved or had earned. And he also was going to get a chance to win a championship.
And that, see, the last thing is so fascinating. Mm-hmm. None of us are professional. Well, you're a professional athlete.
Right.
I was going to say, none of us are professional athletes who are free agents who are making all these million-dollar decisions. But if you were a free agent at the top of your game,
yeah.
You may have made decisions that are very different than me. Okay? Your decision may have been, and I think it probably would have been, I like New York.
Yep.
I want to have a career post-football. I'm going to do everything in my power to stay in New York. My opinion could have been, I don't care about you.
Mm.
I am so desperate to win a championship. Well, I don't care how I do it. I'm going to go to New England.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, but a lot of that comes down to the relationship that you have with the organization. Like, the reason I didn't want to leave New York is it had such a great relationship with the organization.
Right.
I mean, the owners and even the general manager, who, Ernie Accorsi, wouldn't pay me like I wanted to be paid. I still had a good relationship with him, right? It was a very comfortable type of relationship. If you don't have that kind of connection to the people who own the team and you're one of the most important players, it's easy to just dismiss them.
And we all thought that Diaz did have a great relationship.
It sounded like he did,
yeah.
But maybe he didn't.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a tough day. Why are you smiling over there? You find something funny?
I like days that don't involve my fandom taking a hit. It's very refreshing after this football season and yes. Yankee torpedo. I like it.
Oh, good. I'm happy for you, then.
I'm entertained, Evan. It's a good show today.
I'm happy for you.
This is on top of the Mets missing the postseason.
Yeah, that's true, too. I forgot about that.
So now you're adding insult to injury.
Yeah, we've had two Mets meltdown shows. You know, usually it's mostly football or it's an eclectic mix or Yankee day. Mm-hmm. We've had now two Mets meltdown days. We had the day after they got eliminated by the Marlins.
That's right.
And now we have this. So congratulations.
I do like it. You know what I also is fascinating about this? And this is 100% not.
Just see the rating for that day. Oof.
Yeah. Interesting.
That doesn't make me feel better, but still. What?
Okay. This is the first Met in a long time where we've seen this kind of moment where the dad has to explain to the kids that their favorite player's gone.
I know.
How are you doing that with Spence and Jet
Li? I swear to God, this morning at the breakfast table, Jed asked me the update on Alonso and Diaz. And I said, they're both free agents. You know, I don't know what's going to happen. I didn't want to paint any rainbows to him. And he looked at me and said, you know who I prefer between the two of them? And I was like, whoa, I didn't see this one coming. And he said, I prefer they keep Edwin Diaz.
Well, I think that makes sense. I think the kids love the trumpets at the stadium.
That was my pivot. Why? Like, by the way, I've said the same thing. I've done Ricos where it's tough. I want them both back. But if you gave me a preference, I actually picked Edwin Diaz. I've said that numerous times.
Right.
Mine is more baseball reasoning. And his answer was the trumpets. That they were cool. That it was fun.
What's the baseball
That it was exciting.
Reason? Doesn't Pete impact a random individual game more than Edwin Diaz? Who potentially might not even pitch?
He impacts more games than a closer who appears in 50, 60, 70 games. You are right. But here is my point, and I think this is even crystal clearer today. Replacing Edwin Diaz feels impossible.
Hard, yes.
Replacing Pete Alonso, and certainly it felt better before Kyle Schwarber signed, can be done. We could at least argue about it. Like, we could have a good argument. I heard BT and Sal have one the other day, and it was a great argument. Like, BT was on the side, and I respect him with a baseball knowledge. He's like, I think the Mets are better off with Schwarber. And I get it. I don't agree with him, but I got it. You can't do that in this case. And that's the difference.
I think, to me, the comp is replacing Edwin Diaz is like replacing the great franchise quarterback. Replacing Pete Alonso is like replacing the great running back. I think it's easier to find a bat like that than it is to shut down.
He just demeaned you, Tiki. Did you hear that?
No. It's a conversation we always have about paying running backs. I think paying running backs a lot like paying sluggers like that. You could find Bellinger. You could find somebody like that. There's not many Edwin Diaz's. Those are tough to find. And how do you close out these games?
I had a football comp, too, but it's going to really...
Devin Williams.
Yeah, we'll see. I had a football comp, but it's actually going to ruin my point. But I really believe this. You know who closers truly are in football terms?
Kickers.
They are. Like, end of the game, big kick.
No, it's true. That's really true. That's so true. Because it's not always going to come down to the kicker.
It's not always going to come down to the kicker. And the kickers can be so inconsistent.
Yeah.
And most of them are. And when you find a kicker who is so consistently good, you need the other things, don't get me wrong. But if you have a really good kicker, that's the difference between being a good team and a championship team.
Okay, so hold on. So who's the Edwin Diaz of the NFL right now?
Well,
I think... Is it Brandon Aubrey?
Oh, it's got to be Aubrey.
It's Brandon Aubrey.
He's a weapon.
And it aligns. He's a great weapon on a team that is mediocre.
With a crazy owner.
I was going to say years ago it was Justin Tucker before he got crazy. Yeah, and, yeah. You know, but he was like the most reliable kicker in the sport. But it does make a difference. Like, if you don't have a reliable kicker, think about all the games the Jets and Giants have lost over the last few.
No matter how great he is, in this case, Aubrey, sometimes you just can't help the team win.
Yeah. And if you're a closer, you can't. Like, you're right?
I love this comp.
I do, too. Well, that's a great one, Evan.
But it also diminishes the importance of Diaz. Because would we ever come on the radio for 2.5 hours bitching about a kicker going to another team? We probably wouldn't.
No, but we've
lost. But you know why? Yeah. Because in the NFL, that never happens.
That's true.
It doesn't until the kicker's done.
That's true.
You just keep him. You pay him because the kicker is not ever going to be the $30 million a year player or the $20 million a year player. What's the highest paid kicker right now? Probably $10 million, something like that?
Great question. I'll look it up. And relievers and kickers are always year to year anyway.
Well, that's the point. They're always so year to year.
Yeah.
So you said that the comp to Edwin Diaz would be Brandon Aubrey of the Dallas Cowboys.
Yes.
Now let's hear from a Cowboys Mets fan, Ozzy and Woodridge. Do you like that comparison?
Sure, that's fine. But that's not why I called.
He's like, get the Cowboys out of your mouth.
Ozzy's got bigger things to fry. Go ahead.
By the way, Aubrey is the real, like I said before, the real Mr. Unlimited. So,
okay, thank you.
But listen, this might help you with your explanation to Jet so that he doesn't become a Cohen's Mets entitled Mets fan. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. It's the player who is the free agent. He is the one that is free to make any decision he wants, whether it be the Los Angeles weather in this case, the better team, or he's extremely close to his brother Alexis, who's in the Dodgers organization.
He got caught by the
Dodgers.
They
are closer than close.
All right, but he got caught. He's not on the Dodgers. Okay, I just want to make that clear. Unless I'm missing something and someone wants to correct me, my understanding is the guy got released by the Dodgers, was picked up by the Braves, and then elected free agency. So Alexis Diaz is on the Dodgers as much as I'm on the Dodgers. But continue.
But he was there.
Okay.
For 2 months.
So with Steve Garvey. What the hell does that mean?
Nothing. It's just that he gave his brother an intel on what it was like.
Okay. Okay. Fair enough.
All right. So my mistake. I apologize. Strike that from the record. Mm-hmm. But whatever Diaz's reasons were, he is the one that is free to make the decision. It's not free owner. It's not free GM. It's not every player who is a free agent has to go to the Mets. Every Mets player who's a free agent has to re-sign with the Mets. That's not what it's all about. We can go back to the Wilpon days. Diaz would have been gone after the 2022 season. If we want to swim in the deep waters with the big boys financially, we have to expect that some free agents are not going to come to the Mets.
Yeah.
We got spoiled with Soto, but we can't think that every free agent has to make the decision, I have to go to the Mets
but
or
Oz,
stay with
Ozzy, you're being very rational, but I'm going to tell you where I veer off from you. And maybe this is my own problem. Okay, you're a longtime listener. You listen to me with Joe. And I remember when Cohen was going to buy the team and his beautiful money was coming to save the Mets from the Wilpon Grinches. I envisioned that the day of losing our guys would be done. Mm. I'm not saying we got to be pigs and steal everybody else's players, but I assumed we wouldn't let a couple of dollars be the difference between us losing our guys. And that's what just happened. And that's what may happen with Pete Alonso.
But the player is free to make his decision. Not every player has to be the decision is the Mets.
The decision is the Mets.
It's the decision of the Mets to make a good enough offer to keep the player. Yes, Edwin Diaz had every right to leave. Every right to leave. But it's up to the Mets on how aggressive they want to be in negotiations.
Yeah. And it doesn't sound like they were overly aggressive. They could have been because they had freedom to do it without anybody else negotiating with them, and they didn't.
And Edwin Diaz showed you a few years ago that he'll sign before free agency, mm-hmm. which is what he did before entering free agency in 22 or 23. I forget the year. I did just put a poll out. I'm curious what the results are going to be. Who are you pissed at? And I gave four choices. Cohen, Stearns, Diaz, or what I've been saying. All of them.
Everybody.
Everybody.
It's going to be all of the above.
You think it's going to be everybody?
All of the above is going to dominate.
Dominate?
Yes.
Sean, you know people. Do you think it's going to dominate?
I think David Stearns wins on this one.
Tommy, you're already defending the Mets. Do you think that everyone's going to dominate, or maybe Edwin Diaz will dominate?
No, I think all of them is going to win the poll landslide.
Yeah. All right. I'll give you the results in a few minutes. I'm looking at the early returns. Very interesting. That's all I'll say. Rob is on Long Island. What's up, Rob?
Evan Tiki, how you doing?
What's up?
Terrible, but thanks
listen,
for asking.
I know. Listen, I'm a big Mets fan, too. I got to talk you off the ledge here, bud. Got to talk you off the ledge. Here is what I think a lot of people, you know, I get the whole idea that the trumpets are a wonderful thing to hear, you know, and he has an electric arm. The guy came here, and the first year, he pitched to a 5.59 ERA. Every other year after that, he pitched to a 1 and change ERA. He has blown up in very crucial situations. I appreciate that he is fantastic when, you know, he has been fantastic, but he's made 2 All-Star games in the 6-plus years that he's been here. And for an arm like this, and for the dollars that he got, the very simple fact is he did not want to be a Met. And we have to get over that so that we can move forward as a franchise and as a fan base and realize that we're going to get another pitcher in here who may not have the trumpets playing when he runs in, but guess what? It's going to come in maybe a little bit cheaper and it's going to be just as sound at pitching to a below 3 ERA.
Rob, I'm so happy for billionaire Steve. I really am. I'm thrilled for the owner of the brand new casino that he can save a few bucks on Pete Fairbanks. That makes me feel good. I'm happy. I'm glad my season ticket money is going to a great cause. The question is, can Peter Fairbanks or Robert Suarez or any other stupid reliever you want to name to me right now, and they are not stupid, I'm just saying,
yes.
Stupid reliever.
Because they might be yours soon.
Can they handle this?
I don't know
if they can. I know Edwin Diaz can.
Yeah.
And that's a fair question because handling this, New York City, the pressures of Met fans, the pressures of closing in this town when after you blow a save, you're getting from the New York media, you're getting it from the crowd, you're getting it from social media, you're getting it all over the place. It takes special kinds of people to handle it. I've had too much shrapnel go at John Franco's face today. John Franco handled it because he was us. He was a New Yorker. John Franco never blew a save because the moment was too big.
Right.
And I don't believe for a second Edwin Diaz ever blew a save because the moment was too big. I can't say that about any of the other really good relievers that the Mets are going to spend less money on. And I don't want to hear about how much money they're not spending. Mm. I'm sorry. Why would I care about that anymore? There's no salary cap.
No, it doesn't matter. Well,
not yet.
Not yet. I was going to say, not yet. And you probably, if you were going to spend money, needed to do it now.
Right.
Before there is a salary cap.
You got to do it right now.
Isn't Ryan Helsley the biggest warning sign of that when he came to the Mets last year?
Yes, and also the adjustment to being the eighth inning guy.
Well, Devin Williams, too. I mean, yeah. Even though it was with the Yankees, it's exactly what you're talking about.
And you know what's crazy?
You make it seem like it's overblown. It's not. And it's not overblown because if you have a bad outing or a couple, it's nonstop.
Right.
It's not, oh, well, you got a one-day story or, yeah, they'll write about it again in a couple of weeks if it continues to be a problem. In New York, it is nonstop. You get asked about it every single day from every beat writer whenever something's going wrong. And so you just can't escape it. And that's not even counting the social media stuff that these guys now are obsessed with. So New York is challenging because it's constant. Constant.
And that's what you're facing.
Yes.
And I said this to you a week ago when the Mets signed Devin Williams. We underrate him in terms of how dominant he was in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
I remember telling you, I asked, I said, can you guess his career ERA in Milwaukee? And you're like, oh, it's probably good, like 2-2, 2-3. Yeah. It was 1.83. Devin Williams was one of the best closers in baseball in Milwaukee, and I give him credit for that. But this is different.
Yeah,
and
clearly.
You're right. You guys both said it. Last year was an example of how different it is. Mm-hmm. And now he's being asked to do one of the toughest jobs in sports. And so, yeah, you can sit here all day and hit me with all the different relievers now the Mets can add. Do they have the stomach to do what Edwin Diaz did in game 161 when he blew the game and then came back for the ninth inning and got those final few outs?
Yeah.
Oh, the stomach to do what he did when me and Tommy were standing side by side, game 4 of the NLDS at Citi Field when he put the first two guys on base. I was freaking out, and he calmly got the next three guys out. Bang, bang, boom. I don't know, and that's what was lost. Mm-hmm. So that's tough to replace, and that should scare all of us. We'll get back to your calls coming up, 888-808-1019. Plus, the New York Yankees do exist. What are they up to?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.